Good morning, MGTOW man. This is jolly old Australia. In Australia, we have a type of tree called eucalyptus, and in the summer, they will periodically drop branches, and these branches can be really big. They can be healthy, you know, like it's sort of dead wood up the middle, but it's good solid wood, and they can just shed branches. And the wood can also be, you know, the tree can be eaten out by fucking termites, and they can shed those branches too. They can lose branches in big storms, but often they mainly tend to drop branches when it's a sudden heat wave and there's no wind at all, which makes them particularly fucking dangerous for the unwary who do things like, they say, oh, this is a lovely place to pitch a tent, and there's a huge branch above them, and it's lovely weather, it's nice and warm, and it's quiet, you know, no wind, nothing, and all of a sudden the branch will just go, and then fucking drop and kill the people in the tent, you know. So this is a branch that I came across, this is a scene that I came across the other day. Some species of gum trees in some areas are just rotten to the fucking core. You know, they look like they look like a nice big tree, and they're just full of fucking termites. They're eaten out, and it's just full of rotted wood, you know, and this is one of them. And I came across it, and I wanted to show you this. I didn't take particularly brilliant photos, but, you know, it gets the point across. That there's all sorts of signs and symptoms of trees that have been eaten out, and, you know, and then there's trees that are really healthy, or comparatively healthy. They're not full of borers and termites and all their natural sort of pests, you know. I came across this one, and it was a big branch. It would have been about 5 or 6 meters long, and about nearly half a meter in diameter at the where it was attached to the tree. And it was just a skin of growing wood around a core of just rotten wood that's just been eaten out by termites, but nevertheless that's dropping, say, from, I don't know, 4 meters up, I guess, you know, four and a half meters up, you know. That's easily enough to kill you or crush the car if it lands straight across the roof of the car where you're sitting, and you're sitting underneath that bit. It'll, you know, break your fucking head, you know, smash it down into the car seat sort of weight. Probably, so you might survive this size branch, but, you know, you might not. It's not an absolute killer, but it's substantial, you know. So I just want to take you through a few of these pictures. I came across this rest area on the highway, and as I turned into it, there's this big branch, you know, that had dropped. It'd been a really hot day. It'd been 44 degrees Celsius about 3 or 4 days back, four or five days back, yeah, you know. And so that had sort of instigated the hot weather, still no wind, you know, that had instigated one of those fucking branch dropping kind of situations. And I wanted to show you how big the branch was, and you know, what it looked like up the guts. And I guess this explanation, you know, is a rambling sort of explanation, but and then I've attached a couple of videos, you know, from the great God internet, And one was a big tree branch coming off on a road that I'm sort of familiar with. And the wind was gusting like 100 k's an hour, 60 mile an hour, sort of big storm on the open plains. And it's not that infrequent. And the whole branch just broke off and blew down and across the road, you know. And that happens, you know. And the next branch was a bit of a, next video is a little bit of a dicky sort of a video. It's not brilliant, you know, but, you know, it shows what happens. You know, I've seen, there's a video I was actually thinking of a, people were actually filming the tent under the tree, and as they were filming it, a huge branch broke off. You know, it would have been about, I don't know, 80 centimetres in diameter, maybe, at the base where it stuck onto the gum tree, you know, and this thing just went fucking... You could hear the, you know, the cracking of the wood and all this sort of shit. And then it just went fucking thump, you know, straight out onto the tent, you know. And sometimes it can be hard finding old videos. But, yeah, so these are the some of the more of the wonderful things in Australia that are going to kill you, you know. So if you ever have the misfortune, if you ever have the misfortune of coming to Australia... Don't stand around under gum trees, especially if it's got hot quickly, you know, and, you know, don't camp under, you know, it's all right to get a bit of shade, but sort of look above you and think, if something was going to come down on me, would it be enough to fucking kill me, you know? You know, crush the car or smash me into toothpaste in the tent, you know what I mean? And if the tree is going to fall, which way will it fall? You know what I mean? Got to be wary of things like that, you know. That's all right to camp under a gum tree if there's no branches over the top and you're in the shade, you know what I mean? You're on the south side and it's shady and there's no branches and shit over you, you know what I mean? And if there's any, there's nothing high up that's going to come down and kill you, you know? You know, like it's a short gum tree, you know? And there are different species. There's wattle and all sorts of other trees that, you know, they've only got small branches and they don't drop their branches habitually. You know, so pick your trees and pick your location under the tree and be mindful, you know, about eucalyptus trees. They're fabulous trees, but in one sense they're also like a giant fucking weed, a giant fast-growing weed. And they shed branches, you know. There was some old forestry guys who, you know, used to run sawmills and all this sort of stuff, and they used to call them widow makers because the amount of times that people had been standing underneath them and they dropped the branch and killed the guy, you know what I mean? You know, so, yeah, thank you and enjoy.
Don's coming in. Here we go. Got the trees down. Got 90 to 100k plus winds at the moment, at least.
A large piece of wood falling from a height can cause serious trauma to a person and even lead to death. The healthiest and strongest eucalyptus tree can suddenly become deadly. In some places, warning signs about falling branches are even installed. Someone make a mime and write that in Australia, even a branch will try to kill you. But in fact, it is a real problem and the risk of death is not fiction. In 1990, a branch from a 24-meter tree fell on a girl from kindergarten. Unfortunately, she died, and in 2010, a 14-year-old boy died from a eucalyptus branch. The branch fell on his tent. And these are not unique cases. Eucalyptus constantly sheds branches and under impact, almost everything falls.